Superintendent Rob Thomason said the district has been taking a slow approach to drafting a budget. Local officials are waiting to see the level of funding from the state as the legislature drafts its operating budget and considers several bills that could increase education money. Thomason said the district was planning a status quo spending plan for the upcoming year.
We are working very hard to not lay off any staff, to keep our continuing programs going, to maintain our outstanding class size and all the music and fine arts, voc ed, swimming programs we have going, as well as our advanced classes and our VHS. So as a small district, we have significant offerings, and it's becoming more and more of a challenge.
Petersburg is bucking the trend as school districts around Alaska are facing budget cuts, staff reductions, and elimination of programs this year. Board President Gene Ellis talked about staffing levels with Thomason.
Well, and we haven't had to lay anyone off, but we're not necessarily replacing some people.
Correct.
That have
That's correct.
Retired or things in order to...
Yeah, we're using attrition as people leave, and we know their dates, and people have been very nice and kind about letting us know their plans, and so we're able to kind of look ahead, and anytime you can get ahead, you can kind of say, well, looks like this now, but it will look like that then, and we've been able to be fairly accurate on that.
Administrators are hopeful that next year we'll see an end to Petersburg's trend of declining enrollment in the district and think the size of the incoming kindergarten class is promising. Enrollment numbers have an impact on state funding paid to the district. The legislative session ends on April 17th, and Thomason said he hopes to present a draft budget sometime around that time. School officials are also hopeful for a continuation of the Secure Rural Schools program that pays federal funding to districts near national forest land like Petersburg. In other business, the board approved a contract with Tommy Thompson of Juneau as the new math teacher for the high school. He'll fill a vacancy left by the retirement of Bev Sirks at the end of this year. The board also voted 5-0 to approve up to $50,000 worth of design work by the Juneau engineering firm Jensen Yorba Lot. That company will draw up plans for replacing the walls and single-pane windows at Racy Stedman Elementary School. The $1.2 million project will improve insulation and cut down on heating costs in the building. Petersburg has submitted a request for funding the work to the state. School projects are ranked by the Department of Education, and architectural plans improve a project's chance of ranking highly and receiving funding. Board President Ellis explained that local funding would have to cover 30% of the construction costs, and the state would pay for the rest.
There's two ways to have them funded. One is if the legislature appropriates the 70%, then the city still pays the 30%. If it does not come up high enough on the capital projects list, maintenance list, for the state to be funded by the legislature, then the other possibility is we can bond for it as a city. And if we bond for it as a city, the state still pays 70%. They pay exactly the same amount, no matter which way we do it. But the bonding would require the vote of the people.
Mm-hmm.
School officials hope to have the design work done this summer and construction happen in 2013 if funding is approved. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.